Today is Friday, April 2nd. Thank you for turning to World Radio to help start your day. Good morning. I'm Nick Eicher.
And I'm Myrna Brown. Coming next on The World and Everything in It, a new Christian movie sure to get the whole family singing. I couldn't resist. Here's reviewer Megan Basham.
I'm looking for a reason, roaming through the night to find my place in this world.
It'll be easy for cooler-than-thou types to sneer at A Week Away, a new jukebox musical that puts a spiritual spin on the classic summer camp movie. But that'll only be because they've forgotten the freedom the middle school years offer to fully embrace innocent entertainment.
Well, today's your lucky day. Good news. This is Kristen.
The story starts with troubled teenager Will Hawkins, Kevin Quinn from Bunked.
You are going to summer camp.
Mark, I'm not really camp material.
He's an orphan in need of community and comfort. Enter a foster family willing to take him in and send him off for a week of fun on the lake with their own teenage son.
George, I'm George.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
The PG film debuted March 27th on Netflix, and it clearly owes something of its existence to Disney's High School Musical franchise. But this is one time the faith-based facsimile outdoes the secular original.
Started out this morning in the usual way.
As a guitar-playing delinquent and his good girl love interest, Quinn and Bailey Madison from Bridge to Terabithia offer moderately better singing and much better acting than Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens did in their Mouse House heyday. And even adults will chuckle at David Koechner, best known for Anchorman and The Office, and 30 Rock's Sherry Shepherd in their roles as camp directors.
Look, here's Will Hawkins' file.
All right.
Social services put everything in there.
What's this? Is this real? He tried to sell his high school on Craigslist?
Mm-hmm. That boy got 3 offers.
Okay. So is this kid somebody I gotta be worried about?
I seem to remember a certain bad boy back in the day. Will will be fine.
But, George, of course, one of the most important elements in any musical is the songs. And in that category, it's hard to argue that A Week Away doesn't have it all over the Disney and Nickelodeon competition. Hits from Stephen Curtis Chapman for King and Country, Amy Grant, and Michael W. Smith coexist alongside new tunes from Fixer Upper's favorite house band, Johnny Swim. I personally would have loved to see a couple headbanging numbers in the style of Petra, but still, I dare believers who came of age in the 80s and 90s to resist singing along. In fact, if there's any gripe to be had with A Week Away, it's that the production feels a little too brief. Just when we start to get a handle on the central conflict of the story, whether our main character will let the Christian teens get to know the real him, the problem is resolved with a kiss and a kickin' talent show performance.
There's nothing better.
It's a shame because with a little more time and development, the movie could have offered its target tween and young teen audience something a little deeper.
For I know the plans that I have in store for you, declares the Lord.
Still, when one character references Jeremiah 29:11, she does so not from a place of prosperity, but of loss and suffering.
Plans to give you a hope and a future.
It's an opportunity to remind kids that sometimes trusting God's plans means trusting the pain he allows in our lives for our good.
I just want to say that I'm glad you're here, Will. That's it. So I called you out here. Glad you're here.
Well, thanks. Hey, by the way, what's with the name, A Week Away?
Yeah, no, it's A Week Away. Huh. You know, like you guys are all taking a week away from your lives to hang out with us?
Oh, yeah, that makes more sense.
And bonus, every once in a while, somebody finds out that they're just a week away from an experience that changed everything for them. That's my favorite part.
You can probably guess how Will's story plays out from here. But light as it may be, A Week Away is still a sweet confection. And it's the perfect new film for families looking for something fun to watch this weekend. It'll provide a wide open door to lend their own voices to great worship songs on Easter Sunday. I'm Megan Basham.